Wouldn't you love to build a business you can run from anywhere in the world, whether that be your kitchen table or a beach in Fiji? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Your Lifestyle Business, the show where I bring you into my life as a traveling entrepreneur and, along with some of my awesome guests, give you tips and strategies for building your own freedom business. Welcome to the show. Let's make it happen. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing? Joe here, and welcome to another Your Lifestyle Business podcast. Now, in today's session, I want to go through 10 different ways that you can find awesome content ideas for your niche or industry. Look, at the end of the day, you probably know a lot about your niche or industry, and you may know exactly what your audience and target market want to know, and questions they may have, and things that they're intrigued about, and challenges they need solving, and all that kind of stuff. And so you may actually have so much content that you do not know what to do with it. And if that's the case, then awesome. However, it's probably still worth listening, because even though you may have a lot of content, you may not know 100% how to organize it, or how to kind of niche it down, or put it into themes or whatever. And by going through this exercise that I'm going to go through today, then not only does it help you come up with content ideas, but it actually can help you come up with content themes and things that you just may not have thought of before. Because remember, everything we're going to be doing comes from research that other content creators have done, or questions that your target market are actually asking right now. So, without further ado, let's crack straight on. Number one is a website called answerthepublic.com. So, for the sake of this podcast, I am going to use gardening as an example. The reason being is because in all of my 30-day guides that I've got published on my blog, yourlifestylebusiness.com, if you go to yourlifestylebusiness.com and go to the section called Start Your Journey here, then on there are my 30-day guides. And these are 30 days to start and launch your business, whatever business, your lifestyle business, whichever business model that is. And in those guides, I actually use gardening as my main example. The reason being, because my sister is an avid gardener, I am not, and therefore I wanted to use something I knew very little about in order to show how you could really grow a brand and a niche, even in something that you're not sure about. So, oh my goodness, the power that you've got when you're in a brand or a niche that you know a lot about, which I hope you are. So I'm going to carry on with the gardening example. And so if you go to answerthepublic.com, and if you follow along, if you're out walking or something, obviously you can't do this, but I will put a list of these in the show notes. But if you happen to be at home and have your phone on you or your computer and follow along as we go, then that's awesome. So on answerthepublic.com, if you go into the homepage, and there's a section there for you to add your keyword. So I might add the keyword garden design, for instance. And it comes up, and you have the option to either do a visualization. So it comes up in like a big circle with all these branches coming off it, giving you the different ideas, put your teeth in, Joe, or you can click on data, which I tend to do, and then it starts giving you it in lists. So for instance, as I pop this up here, I've got how to design your garden, how much garden designs cost, what's a Japanese garden, for instance. I've got garden design software coming up here, and all sorts of stuff. So you're going to get lots of different ideas, and actually the whole garden design software gave me the idea, wow, maybe part of my monetization strategy then would be that I either create and sell a piece of garden design software, or I sell my own garden design services. And I say, way better than any software is actually hiring me, who can design your garden for you virtually. You take pictures, etc., do a video, and I will garden design for you. So either way, just gave me an idea for how I could monetize it. But if you go in there and you put in your keyword, you're going to come up with all these different suggestions. There's a section where you can look at prepositions, you can look at comparisons, you can look at it alphabetically, you can look at different things related. So I've got here under prepositions, garden design for beginners, garden design for small gardens. Now this is an interesting one, because Garden design for small gardens is not something that I had when I originally came out with my garden themes. And then I started seeing garden design for small gardens pop up all over the place, and it gave me some more ideas for how I could theme some of my content. So that being said, number two is YouTube. YouTube is an absolute gold mine for ideas. I'm literally just typing in garden designs as we talk here. And the first thing that pops up on YouTube is a video that is headlined Garden Design for Small Gardens. It's had 2.6 million views and is only 1 year old. Does that tell me that that is a popular subject? Yes, it sure does. So garden design for small gardens. And as I go down, there's another one here. Beautiful small garden design ideas. Another one. Amazing small garden ideas. Another one. 27 best small garden ideas for the UK. So how can I take that and begin to get inspiration from that as a theme on my website or for my channel or my podcast or whatever marketing channel I've decided? And I could literally become, I could think to myself, you know what, I wanted to go into gardening as a niche, but gardening's huge and the competition is massive and I'm going to get lost in the crowd here. And by doing this exercise, you may walk out and think to yourself, do you know what, I'm literally going to specialise in small gardens. That's it. I am going to become the go-to person for small gardens. And in fact, when I was doing this exercise when I was talking about the monetization, I came across a gardening blog called themiddlesizedgarden.com. So talk about niche yourself. You're not a big garden, you're not a small garden, you're the middle-sized garden, you know? Or you could come out and be the person who specialises in Japanese gardens or English gardens or whatever. But by doing this exercise, this is going to give you lots of great ideas, not only on content that you want to create, but also maybe how you want to stand out in the marketplace, all right? So the next one I would recommend you go to is Amazon.com or Amazon.co.uk. Type in your keyword in the top search bar and look in books. And then what's going to pop up is a whole heap of books, all in your niche or industry. Click on a book with an interesting headline. And then when you get to the bit where it says look inside, you know, where the book is on the left-hand side of the listing, and it's got that little look inside at the top, and you click on the book and you look inside, and the first thing that pops up, or the second or third page, is the contents page. Well, what a goldmine of interesting information that is. So you can go through the contents page and you can have a look and see what are they talking about, and how can I draw inspiration from that. And I use the word draw inspiration because you're not looking to purely plagiarize what somebody has done here, but you are looking to draw inspiration from the research that they have already done in order to go and write a popular book. And that's what you want to look for. You want to look for books that have got a lot of reviews, a lot of 5-star reviews, and then you know it's subjects that people are really interested in and that they have found the book interesting and valuable. And then you can draw inspiration from that. So for instance, on here, I've got planning for all year, you know, your seasonal. So I could do stuff on how I can plant all year round in my small garden. Okay, how to make your small garden look absolutely beautiful all year round. All right, the next one to go to is Facebook. I'm on Facebook. And if you go into the search bar at the top and put in your, I'm actually going to put in small gardens now, because before I just put in gardening, I'm actually going to put in small gardens, and I'm going to hit the search bar and I'm going to start looking for groups. And there's a group here called Small Gardens Big Ideas. It's got 5,600 members with 10 plus posts a day. That sounds like a group that I want to go and join. Now, why do I want to join that if there may be a competitor of mine? Because the chances are the people in that group are asking lots of questions. And I can go in there and find out what questions they're asking and make sure that I am giving all those answers on my blog, my podcast, my channel, wherever I am, wherever my home is, wherever my niche home is. There's another one called Small Space Gardens, 32,000. Oh, that's a page. Small garden. I mean, you can start with pages and go and have a look at pages and see. But right now, I feel that a lot of the questions and the interaction is in the groups. So that's really easy. Once you've typed in your keyword in the search bar at the top, just navigate over to groups, click on groups, and then you'll be able to see all the groups actually pop up, and you can go and join the ones that you think sound super, super interesting. Ideally, the ones that have got lots of engagement. So things that say they've got 10 plus posts a day, they're really good ones because that's lots of engagement, lots of questions, and lots of ideas waiting for you to go and draw inspiration. I'm going to keep saying that. Draw inspiration from those questions and ideas. All right. What is that? That was 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 5, we are going over to Twitter. Now, on Twitter, you can literally just go into the search bar and type gardening. You know, gardening tips or whatever your keyword is. And I got very excited when I came into Twitter and typed in gardening tips, because right at the top came a post from Gardeners World Mag that said, "Want to get growing but only have a balcony? We share the best plants to grow to make a beautiful balcony garden." And I suddenly thought, wow, if I'm specializing in small gardens, then I can totally add in balcony gardens as an awesome theme and niche within my small garden niche. That is just fantastic. This is somebody who knows nothing about gardening, doesn't enjoy gardening, and I'm getting excited over balcony gardens. That's it. I'm away. I'm totally thinking of going into the gardening niche. I'm telling you, there's a market here. So I could start talking about balcony gardens, and I could do designs for balcony gardens and plants for balcony gardens and, you know, all different things to how to create these tiny weeny little balcony gardens and make them absolutely amazing. So that's the idea I got from Twitter. If you carry on going, there's all sorts of things in here. People asking questions, tips, how to retain moisture for your herbs, how to, you know, troubleshoot pumpkins and squash, all that kind of stuff. All right. So just typing in your keyword in here, then you are going to be able to, and you can also have a look at, you know, the latest posts. You can look through people, you can look through videos, anybody posting any videos on gardening tips, all that kind of stuff. There's all sorts of filtering options and stuff on Twitter. So you can do a deep dive into tweets on Twitter and content on there. All right. Heading over to a place that I rarely go, because everything I've ever read about this place, people say that people are really horrible to each other. I'll be honest, I have to say the jury's out because I've never been on here long enough to actually see whether that is true, but it's called reddit.com, and they have what are called subreddits. So basically, you go into Reddit and you type in your main keyword, and up pops subreddits. So for instance, I've got a subreddit here, which is called Gardening Tips. And so there's all things here on building a flower garden and how to grow herbs. And I read one that said, "What are the benefits of growing a vegetable garden?" And I thought, oh my goodness, imagine if I could show somebody how to grow a small vegetable garden on their balcony garden. Boom! Now we've got some really exciting content that fits in nicely with my theme. So I'm not just grabbing, you know, information and saying, "What are the benefits of growing a vegetable garden?" Right, I'm going to do a post called "What are the benefits of growing a vegetable?" I'm going to do how to grow a vegetable garden on your teeny weeny little balcony. Yep. And that's going to fit in nicely with my niche and my themes. So subreddits on reddit.com is the place to go. All right, the next place to go are podcasts. Fire up your Apple Podcast or whatever podcast app you use and type in your keyword. So I put in garden tips, up pop the Royal Horticultural Society gardening podcast, and one of their top podcasts was called Garden Design for Small Spaces. So once you actually go in, a key tip here when using podcasts, by the way, is look for podcasts that have got a decent amount of ratings and reviews, because that means that they're popular, people enjoy the podcast, they recommend it, and that means that the subjects that they're covering are good subjects. They're subjects that people want to hear about. All right. So you can go into here and you can get all sorts of tips and tricks here. So I've got one here on lawns, well-being, multi-dimensional gardening design. There's a great one right now called Lockdown Gardening Tips. So that would be a good one that I could utilize right now in the current state that we're in, because we're on lockdown as I record this. So I could do something about, see, that would be a great one for your balcony. Imagine tending your balcony garden. What, how to make your lockdown more pleasurable by tending your balcony garden. Look at me, gardener extraordinaire. I mean, this is just awesome. So you can see how you can get a lot of inspiration. So podcast is a great one. Go and see what are people talking about, what's popular, what are people loving on podcasts at the moment, and that'll give you loads and loads of ideas and inspiration for themes. Okay, the next one I want to go to is Quora.com. Quora.com is literally questions. So if I type in garden tips at the top of my questions, oh no, that's garden. Sorry, you can't see my screen, so you're thinking, what on earth is she doing? But if I type in garden tips, then up pops, what are some organic gardening tips? What are some unusual gardening tips? What are vegetables you can easily grow in a pot? What's the biggest gardening tip that most newbies wouldn't know? So I could do a really nice blog post or podcast or whatever on balcony garden tips for beginners. Balcony garden tips for newbies, whatever. And this is beautiful. How to grow sweet potatoes in a pot on your balcony, stuff like that. So there's loads of questions in here. And this, of course, is coming directly from people who want answers to questions. You really can't get closer to a source than actually going into somewhere like Quora.com, putting in your keyword, and finding out what specific questions are people actually asking about that right now, that you can then go and answer on your podcast, blog, channel, or whatever. Another place that does something similar is Yahoo Answers. If you go to Yahoo Answers, lots of questions and answers on here. In fact, you don't even have to get so far. I can literally put in garden tips, and stuff just comes straight up as a small garden tips. How do you make the most of a small vegetable garden? Pops up. Clearly very popular. Herb garden tips. How can I create a herb garden in my on my balcony or in my small garden? All right, so Yahoo Answers is another one. And then last but not least is really just getting out there and seeing what other content creators are posting about. So you can go onto Instagram, you can go onto any social media network, you can look at blogs, look at blog comments. I mean, anywhere across the net, see what are people in your industry talking about? What is currently popular? What are people engaging with? That's the thing you really want to look at. What are their audiences engaging with? Because that's going to give you so many ideas. Now, I'm not saying that you go out and you just do exactly the same content. I'm going to go back to my whole draw inspiration from, because if you go out and you just deliver the same content, then you're no different. I know that whole there are no unique messages, only unique. Sorry, no unique messages, only unique messengers. But if you're just delivering the same content as everybody else, then why are people going to listen to you? So draw inspiration and see how you can fit these content ideas into your niche, into your industry, into your themes, and delivered with your personality, your opinions, and your experiences. And that is the one thing that I would say about the gardening niche. I cannot add in my own experiences into the gardening niche, but maybe I will convince my sister to start her own gardening brand one of these days. All right, so there you have it, 10 tips for getting out there and finding some really awesome content ideas for your niche or industry. I do hope that this has been useful, as all of this will be in the show notes. And if you have any questions at all, then do please come and join our Facebook community. Just go to Facebook and type in your lifestyle business. I promise I do not talk about gardening. Come and join the community if you have any questions. We'd love to have you in there. In the meantime, live life on purpose and always, of course, make it happen, and I'll speak to you again very soon. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. To join in the conversation, please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com, where you can find links to podcasts, show notes, and sign up to download my free ebook, How to Build a Business You Can Run from Anywhere in the World. Also, make sure you come and join our Facebook community. Just search for Your Lifestyle Business on Facebook, and you'll soon be sharing ideas with like-minded entrepreneurs all on the same journey. Lastly, if you have a moment, please subscribe and quickly rate this podcast on iTunes. It takes a tenth of a second to hit the little stars, and your rating will ensure it gets out to more people and impacts as many as possible with the message, make it happen. Thank you so much. See you next time.